from the podcast, Grant's Rant Hollywood Talk. It's Grant's Rant Small Talk.
Let the ranting begin. This is Grant's Rant Hollywood Talk podcast bonus content, and I am doing this show all by myself. I had a co-host who was going to do this, but they fell asleep, so I'm doing it on my own. And that's fine. I've never done a Grant's Rant on my own. So here's the recap for episode 2 of the current season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. It was called Let Them Eat Cake, A New Direction. That's what I wrote initially about this. It seems like the show is going in a much-needed new direction, which, God, it needed. There's still a little bit of the family stuff. You know, we still had to watch Joe be a pig and his sons follow in his footsteps and all that. But the show is no longer revolving around Teresa's world, which I'm enjoying. Now, if you're not a Siggy fan, you're not going to enjoy this season very much because it's like she's the new replacement, at least as far as these first two episodes go. I gave a lot of thought to last week's episode, the premiere, and I thought, like, wow, you know, when it comes to what they were doing with last season and versus this season, they are really pulling it out. I mean, with this cast trip, first episode in, and having Danielle on as much as they are, they know that the show's in trouble, and I'm glad that they're fixing it. And that, you know, I'm impressed more than I thought I would be. So here we go. The cake throwing is still happening. We're picking up right where we left off, and Siggy's very upset. And she's, you know, throwing around a bunch of insults, saying how she has a higher IQ than the other ladies, and she feels completely humiliated. You know, Siggy's really caught up in her feelings right now, and I'm sure it has to do with alcohol. But I notice that I get very sensitive with friendships and relationships, and I have certain expectations from friends. And you know, she probably went into that with that cake with the highest of expectations, probably expecting praise, probably thinking it would look good for the cameras. You know, she had to point out that it was the same wallpaper that Melissa had in Envy as it was decorated on the cake. I'm like, you know, good for you, but, you know, she set her expectations too high. I'm guilty of this. I get very pissed at people if they come into my place and they're a slob or they're a no-show or whatever. I expect a certain level of decorum, so I can understand. But she really, I mean, by saying that she felt humiliated by someone else's actions, I mean, it was, I think anyone would say it went a little far. So for me, she's a little too over the top. I was never a big Siggy fan from last season, so I'm really having to kind of reassess how I feel about her. So the next day, Siggy says she didn't sleep at all, and that Boca is her town, and that she starts to cry because this is, you know, an insult, a direct insult to her, the behavior over this cake. So for whatever reason, and I think that this was production, Dolores and Siggy didn't go to yoga on the beach. They never addressed this. I highly doubt that these two weren't invited to go, but that's how it was painted. After they do yoga, Margaret orders this huge wreath. And I never saw this, but it was actually a really nice touch. And Margaret's doing a lot of work to earn brownie points. I mean, she's like, what, 36 hours into this trip? And being on The Real Housewives, and she's doing a lot of work to kiss up to Teresa, which I can understand. You know, game recognizes game. This is a game. I'm really convinced that Housewives is almost like its own little Big Brother experience. So I'm okay with her, with you know, buying this wreath and making this gesture of, you know, writing the notes and, you know, to their dead relatives. And then, you know, of course, Teresa's really, really upset. And I don't blame her. You know, she lost 11 months with her mom that she'll never get back because of Joe's actions. Of course, she'll never admit that she had anything to do with it. But she's really upset. And I don't blame her. It was a very real moment. It made me realize just how quickly and how recently her mother passed. I mean, she was really broken up about it. So then, you know, after all of this, Siggy then says to Dolores, when it's just the two of them, oh, well, Teresa and Melissa had all morning to reflect upon what happened last night. Those two weren't thinking about her. They weren't worried about some cake being thrown out on the beach. They were all bent. They were bent out of shape over Teresa's mother, their mothers that have passed, Melissa's father. A little bit bigger things to worry about than usual. Siggy is really hoping for an apology, and she's on her way to play tennis at her friend Lori's house. You might think Lori is like, you know, some royalty in Boca Raton that she has to run over to see. But they get in the van, and there's a lot of tension, or so we're told. And Dolores thinks that somebody needs to just acknowledge Siggy, and they just need to say, look, you're upset. I'm sorry to see that you're upset, but it's not going to happen. They arrive, and Siggy won't let this whole cake situation go. She wants everyone to behave, and, you know, I think she's kind of acting like a little bit of a spoiled brat. I think Melissa said that, too. I mean, you know, to tell grown women how to behave before walking into someone's house like a child, before you can even knock on the door, is absolutely ridiculous. I don't know. How do people feel about Siggy? Is it funny? Is it just over the top? Or is it annoying? I'm annoyed, but I'm just glad to see this show is talking about something different. I'm actually kind of okay with this new direction, even if it is about something as ridiculous as Melissa's birthday cake. So they get there, and, you know, Lori is Siggy's best friend, and she is just talked up, like I said, and she knows, according to Siggy, she knows not to throw cake. So, you know, so no one wants to be there, though, because of this warning that they received on the way in. I don't blame them. Teresa's like, why did you invite us if we're not even, you know, cool with you? Like, why do you want us here if you're so concerned about our behavior? So I get it. I mean, I wouldn't want to be there either. It was all very strange because Siggy wanted to impress everybody and Lori wanted to impress everyone by having a lifeguard there and a tennis instructor. And while that's a nice gesture, I think it's a little strange that they had to have, like, a swim lesson for Teresa. I don't know. I mean, I forgot that Teresa... I didn't even really realize this. I didn't know Teresa had, like, a fear of swimming. I didn't even realize that. And, you know, in pure Real Housewives of New Jersey fashion, we were treated to, like, a 3-minute segment of her swimming. And I'm like, I'm learning how to swim. I'm like, okay. Like, this takes me back to OC, where it's a lot of filler this year. And I'm like, ooh, okay, I guess we'll sit in on this swim lesson with Teresa. But it was kind of cute overall. I mean, they tried to have a nice moment. I'm glad it's not all made-up drama. It is some realism in between. I don't believe the show's made up, but I feel like, you know, a lot of these shows can get really tied up in just getting down to the nitty-gritty. And at least with Teresa, you know, we got and the tennis lessons, we got to see a little bit more than just bitching about cake. So I'm okay with that. So Margaret tells Siggy and Dolores on the tennis court about the wreath ceremony. And Siggy just takes this as just the ultimate form of disrespect. And she says, you know, I brought her into this group. How dare she not include me and Dolores? Even Dolores felt excluded. Margaret and Siggy... Margaret was Siggy's guest, and it's true. I mean, she did pull her into the group. So, you know, it's Dolores views it all as it being very shady. I don't know if it was very shady, but I do think Margaret is doing the absolute most here to be able to make a name for herself on this show really quick. So, during the tennis session, Siggy said that she's really kind of sad and she can't really concentrate because she's fighting with her friends. Is she fighting, though? I mean, I think she's on a one-sided argument. The other people are so over it, they're not even calling her out about it or saying anything about it. She's the one who's having this conversation with anyone that would listen. So, I don't know. She can't even concentrate, so she has to talk to Lori, and Lori makes her feel normal, because Lori was equally appalled by the throwing of the cake, and they get one another. Well, on the tennis court, Dolores feels very dismissed that she was unable to attend the wreath ceremony on the beach. But, you know, even Margaret said, you know, it wasn't to exclude them. So I don't know what was going on with that. I don't know why they weren't there. That's questionable. That seems like it's like put out there to create a rift. I don't know how authentic it is. at Siggy's house now. We're going to her, I guess it's a condo or in a gated community. It looked nice. It really was decorated kind of like her own house back in New Jersey. And I think I would want a different motif. If I had two homes or two places, I think I would want a different experience in both. That's just me. I don't want to have to look at the same stuff. I mean, it's kind of odd. But, you know, I guess if you don't want to look at the same stuff, maybe you just distract you looking at pictures of yourself. Because there was a lot of pictures of Siggy. I was like, is this like a clubhouse for Siggy's career? Like, it was a little odd that when you first walk in, there's like eight pictures of her. And I love all the shady edits of some cameraman stood in that corridor and just recorded one picture at a time. And I love it. I love that. I think that was so ridiculous. The more ridiculous, the better. I love it. So Dolores and Siggy are alone before the ladies get there, and Dolores feels that Margaret should have texted Siggy, wondering why she wasn't invited. We know, we talked about that. The ladies all arrive, and they get a kick out of all the pictures for Siggy. Poor Siggy, though, in a way, like, even though she's a pain in the ass, she's really like the punching bag for these ladies. Like, they're really hating on her. So Teresa and Siggy sit on the couch. And, you know, Siggy is so over the top. She's saying, oh, my head is just spinning. I've been hungover all day from last night. I'm just so bent out of shape about this. Oh, and you know, what is she so bent out of shape about, really? I mean, you know, it's like Teresa's looking at her and, like, not even bothered. Like, she forgot all about it. She's like, well, we were all drinking. But, you know, of course, Siggy's, like, reading into the attitude of it all. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about what happens when these ladies actually sit down for dinner or attempt to. That and more with this recap of Real Housewives of New Jersey in a moment.
You're listening to Grant's Rants. Subscribe and spread the word.
There are a lot more rants to come.
Listen anytime on all major podcasting platforms.
And now, back to the show.
Thanks for listening to me talk to myself here about the recap of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Episode 2, Let Them Eat Cake. And we're back at the Siggy's house in Boca Raton. So Siggy will not drop this cake situation. They all get ready to sit down for dinner. And immediately she says, well, last night we had some great food. And of course, it changes the course of the conversation to how great last night was or how not so great last night was. I don't know why she needs so much attention about this. I mean, you know, I have, you know, relationships and problems with people, and I like to get to the bottom of it. But after two or three times, if they're not going to address it, that's their problem. You have to admit defeat. You know, I think that she's going on way too much about this, especially to kind of corral people in your own house and make them talk about it is a little much. But she calls it out. She doesn't care. She says, everyone acts like nothing happened, like the cake wasn't thrown. And Melissa says, well, you know, we're just trying to be considerate. You know, I mean, we really don't need to keep talking about this, especially because we know it's going to upset you, is basically what she's saying in between the lines. And Teresa just laughs. Like, she's just laughing about it. Like, she can't even take it seriously. I'm like, well, thank God for that. I mean, this really is so stupid. How many times do you have to say it's ridiculous? Siggy says that she was thrown under the bus by not receiving an apology first thing in the morning. Again, these ladies were worried about yoga and their deceased parents. I really don't think they were worried about writing to Siggy with an apology. You know, that's the one thing, and I've learned this too. You really can't expect apologies from people because you'll be let down every time, especially if you have to vocalize it. If you have to vocalize that you want an apology, then you're going to get one, and it's really not going to be based in anything authentic. Unless if someone really cares enough to see why you view it seriously. You know, and then they're going to say, okay, well, I guess I need to apologize, and I can see where they're coming from. These ladies aren't going to do that. The stakes are not there. I mean, Teresa's going through a lot in her life, once again, where, you know, the stakes are just not measurable. So, you know, Siggy has to just, like I said, admit defeat, please. But she's not. So The women thought they were just being playful with the cake. We learned that this cake was $1,000. I don't know what the hell bakery she went to. First of all, she said it was three tiers. The base of that cake, when it was thrown, was a solid piece because I saw her. She picked it up and put it back on the silver platter that she was bragging about. I don't know who the hell would spend $1,000 on that cake. I could see a couple hundred. I think maybe five or six at most. But I really don't see $1,000 in a small cake like that to feed five housewife bitches. I just don't see it. But Dolores really wants them to acknowledge that they've upset Siggy. And they're not going to do it. Teresa now wants an apology for the comments that were made. And, you know, Dolores takes Siggy's side. And they go back and forth about the IQ and what was said about them being animals and that they're from Jersey and all this stuff. You know, it gets crazy. So Margaret asks, you know, Siggy, what if there was a bigger crisis here? You know, this is really, you know, the guy's been saying it the whole time, ridiculous. And she says, well, then I would have a bigger reaction. So this is like a disaster. And it hasn't even started. It really kicks off with Margaret because she starts calling Siggy Soggy Flicker because she's constantly crying about this nonsense. Well, Siggy's way too sensitive and she takes this as such an insult. I mean, come on. Even Melissa was like, out of all the names I've been called, do you think I'm going to be bothered by something like that? I mean, she needs to get with the program, especially if she's going to be on reality TV. I hope Siggy doesn't look at comments. I hope she doesn't look at anything on Twitter. I hope she doesn't read any comments or listen to any feedback because she's going to get really bent out of shape. I mean, this is her second season. Was she hiding this the whole time? I don't remember her being involved at all except literally chasing down Jacqueline for all, like, God, how many episodes were last season? Like 18? So, I mean, like, that's all I remember. Is her chasing down Jacqueline, trying to dry her tears. So this is a whole nother side. And I'm intrigued, but I don't know how long I can sit through it, to be honest with you. So Siggy is talking down to the girls. She's very insulted. And she says that, if she cannot continue to go out with them, if they're going to continue to act like trash. And, of course, Danielle, and I have to say, it was great to hear Danielle in that shrill, yelling voice once again. If you're like me, you've watched the fights and you've heard the clips and the gifs of her over the years. But it was so nice to get some fresh Danielle Staub yelling content. So she was yelling at Siggy, which I loved, about, you know, you cannot use the word trashy around her. She will not be called trashy. And I get it. I get it. You know, don't lump me in with other people. Don't take it out on me. And you know what? Is it really trashy? We're trying to have fun. Melissa celebrated her birthday how she wanted to. It's not like Melissa's in tears and Siggy has to defend her. So I like Danielle, of course. So Siggy repeats it three times, how trashy they are, just to piss Danielle off. But Danielle did not leap across the table. Like, that was all we heard from her. I was surprised, I guess, and I hope that she's taking notes, and she'll pull all this out later in the season against Siggy, I hope. Again, why the hell isn't Danielle a full-time housewife? I mean, why? Yeah, and I need someone to explain this to me. I really do, because I don't understand it. But Melissa storms out, and so does Teresa, and she insults the food, and they all leave, and I kind of like it that they couldn't handle it. But I was surprised in Margaret because she left them. And again, she's what, at this point, like 42 hours into being on this vacation, only invited because of Siggy. You know, she should have stayed behind and said, you know, I think the whole thing is stupid and you're being ridiculous. But I mean, you did invite me to your house and you invited me on this trip. Like, let's just sit down. I thought it was rude that she left. Really a bad look. I expect the same from all the others. But not Margaret. But I guess Margaret is being like, nope, I'm choosing my side and I am lobbying and voting for Teresa. So I guess that the lines were already getting drawn. It was interesting because they made a note that, you know, these two people, these two interlopers have come in on this trip and really kind of split the foursome up. But I like it. it seems to be pretty organic to me. So I'm intrigued. I am feeling much better about Real Housewives of New Jersey after this recap than I did last week. So, you know, I'm going to try to do my best to bring you recaps every week. Sometimes it'll just be me. I might actually jump into the AfterBuzz one. I'm recapping Real Housewives of Dallas and Real Housewives of OC over there, so it's a lot. I mean, it's 3 days in a row of recaps, so it's a lot for me with a full-time job. Another podcast, I'm writing, and it's a lot. So I'm doing the best that I can, and I want to have people come in and share their thoughts, so you never know who will pop in. So keep it locked over here at Grant's Rants. Check out some former shows. There's more episodes coming. I love doing the show. It's my passion, so check it out for sure. And if you're interested in hearing me talk about Tori Spelling, you can hear me this Friday. It'll be, and I want to get the date, so just bear with me, but it's this Friday, the 13th, at 8 p.m. on the Reels channel, and I'm sure they'll repeat it a million times, but the name of the show is Broke and Famous. Broke and Famous, like many housewives. And you can listen to me. I'm talking about Tori Spelling and kind of delivering some news on just her, the rise and fall of her income. It's interesting, so... Yeah, I'm really curious to know what you think about the Reels TV show, and I want to know what you think about this episode and the first episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey. If you tweet me, use the hashtag CakeFakery. I'm curious to know what you all are thinking so far this season. I love you for listening.
This has been Grant's Rant Small Talk.
Want more?
Join the full conversation on Grant's Rant Hollywood Talk Podcast
on Apple Podcasts, Blog Talk Radio, and in the links below.